We're up to the Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Chav Adar Bar Ava Omar. The Gemara is in the middle of a sugya, which Rashi started off the sugya. It says Be'etzim, the whole sugya doesn't belong here. It's only Agav that we said a Stam Mishnah is Reb Shimon Ben Hamitzpah. Stam Mishnah in Midas and Tomid. So we're saying the same thing over here. Stam Mishnah in Midas is like Reb Lozer Ben Yankov. The Gemara started with a simple stira. There's a Mishnah in Tomid that says in Tomid states that they bring the Tle. The Tle was a Mavukar. They made sure there was no Mum for 4 days. The Tloim, they said, the Mamuna said, bring the Tloim. From where? Bishkas Beis Tloim. Where was it? Svarim Magovis. I fact, the Gemara Mishnah in Midas that says that the Lishkas Tloim was not in Svarim Magovis, but rather Magovis Droimis. And that Gemara answers, don't ask me kasha from Midas and Tomid, because Stam Midas is a Blozer Ben Yankov, and he holds Magovis Droimis. So that's not shver. What's the raya? Stam Mishnah is Midas is a Blozer Ben Yankov, because over there he said when it came not to the Lishkas Beis HaMoiket, which has four Lishkas, and we're discussing where the Tloim were. They were talking about in the Ezes Noshim with four big Lishkas, and over there he says in one of the Lishkas Magovis Droimis, he says Shochachti Ma'oisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says Shachakti Ma'oisa. That means he's the Tan of Midas, because Abba Shaul says no over there to place the Yain v'Shemen. So that's established. Midas is Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. He's the Tan that says Shachakti Ma'oisa. That's all included, but he has the Tan from the Mishnah. Then the Gemara brings a Gevaldige Raya from the Cheshbonis of Haramoshcha of Harazesim, where the Kohen goes to the Pogah Adum, and he was Mazeg connected Pisach Shal Eichol. That according to the laws of Ben Yankov, it says over there in the Mishnah and Midas that the koisel of the first koisel of the Harabais Mizracha was the Pesach was 20, but the wall did not extend any higher in order that the Kohen Gadol can look over it. Why? Because that was as I stated in the Mishnah, that was the only one that was not as high. Why? And that stems takas with the laws of Ben Yankov, because the laws of Ben Yankov says that when you make the cheshbonis of the elevation, it was first 6 before you came to the Chaymis HaZorah, 6, which are 3 amas, because every step is a half amma. And then it was 7.5 before Shah Niknar, which is 13.5 altogether. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says, there was another one for the Levim to stand on, another stage. And that stage was 1 amma. And as the Machlokes was showing him, if Taka, it doesn't say how much it was. In the Gemara, it just says it was more. So it's above the 20 threshold, so maybe he can't look through all the Psochim, because the Psochim, the highest, even if you can go from the highest one, the Azorah, and before the Pesach Eichel, the Pesach Ulam, you're going to look in over there on the floor, the lowest one, that's going to be exactly 20. So if you're above 20, you're not going to make the cut to look through. So you have to look over it. So Lozer Ben Yankov says the Milo was a Gevoya Amo. Now it says over there there was a Duchen that happened to be 3 Milos. Every Milo we said is a half Amo. If you're going to count that also, then it ends up it being 22, because 19 and a half turns into 20 and a half because of the extra amma, and then 3 more steps, 1.5 each, is another 1.5, makes it 21.5, and 22, because 1.5. So it comes out to 22 ammas, according to him. Now, that's one side. Either that 22, from 19 and a half, again, 19 and a half becomes 20 and a half, and then it becomes 21 and a half, 22. Oh, exactly 1.5 more. So either it's 22, as I stated in Chanal Behedya, Lamanu Shnivik Abelozer Ben Yankov Shemoysev Ala Mailas Alolu Beis Amos V'chetzi Goiva. He adds another 2.5. But in the other reason, in the Tosrid and in the Rambam in Beis Abchira, just say according to Abelozer Ben Yankov, it's over 20, because it's from 19 and becomes 20.5. The extra amah with the Levim stood. The Nafkamina is that those 3 steps go down again. So it's not part of the equation. Upshot is no, it went up and it continued the elevation. So that would be enough. But the point is, we see that the Belozer Ben Yankov in Midas Taka says that it was a Mila, so it's very good. Why it's Mistava, why that last wall was lower. The first wall by the Harabais was lower, so he looked over it because the elevation was more than 20, so Meli couldn't look through all the Psochim. That was the first tale to the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, that said, Rav Huna, let me see who it was. Oh. Comes along now, the Gemara says, it's Matchedis Teretz. It's not Muchach that you're saying that the fact that you looked in through all the Psochim is Muchach, that is Stoma, is Midas, the Belozer Ben Yankov. Yes, you find the Belozer Ben Yankov says, Shachachti, Legabi, that one Lishka, But the stoma is not muchach just because the Blazim Yankov says there was a mila, doesn't mean he's the one that says that the stoma is chutz because of mizrochi that wasn't elevated. It's not muchach. It doesn't have to be a Blazim Yankov. Zok the Gemara daf tezayin omer aleph two lines from the bottom. Rav Ada Ba'ava Omar Homani Rav Yehudi. It's not muchach that midas is a Blazim Yankov. The oilam could be Rav Yehuda. Which Rav Yehuda? The Tanya. Rav Yehuda Omer Hamizbeach Memutzev Oimed Be'emtz Azora. Where was the mizbeach located? If you're gonna include now the mizbeach that was smack in the middle of the azora, so then it's blocking the hegel. Now we're gonna make a cheshbon that the mizbeach had an elevation. It's part of the elevation. Now before you get to the final elevation of the Pesach Ha'ulam, the 12 stairs, which is another 6 amos, the mizbeach was before it. So if the mizbeach was 9 amos tall, with the kindness it was 10, but the mizbeach was 9 amos tall. So yes, you counted before according to the Rabbonon, 19 and a half you can look in, but if you're going to count the mizbeach, which is another 9 amos, so it's not 6 the last one, meaning 6 plus 7 and a half is 13 and a half. So without the Lozom Yankov, it's another 6, so it's 19 and a half. No, it's not another 6, it's another 9. The last point before you get to the Ezes Kahanim, in the Ezes Kahanim where the mizbeach was, before you get to the Ulam, in Ulam Mizbeach, the Mizbeach was 9, and it was smack in the middle by the hech, by the entrance. So you have another 9 that are blocked. So Vaiti can look into the 9 makes it, from instead of 6, it makes it 3 more. So instead of 19 and a half, it makes it 22 and a half, another 3. So you're not going to be able to look through the Pesach either, even on Reb Lozim and Yankov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds the Mizbeach in the middle, maybe the Stam Mishnah and Midas is Rabbi Yehuda. So the reason why the first one was lowered, the first in our bias by the Mizrach side, all the way out, is because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you had to look over it, and you couldn't look in it, because if you look in it, you'll be stuck by the Mizbeach, which is smack in the middle. So, tomorrow, Mani Rabbi Yehuda, the time Rabbi Yehuda Oimel, Ha Mizbeach Memutzev Oimel Be'emtza Azorah. Now the Gemara makes the cheshbon of the Mizbeach. What did you say?
He said to make it lower. How low was the first
wall? Make what lower? The first wall was enough that when you're standing on Aram Moshka,
how many
the Pesach itself was 20. That for sure. The Pesach, the opening. Then there was a wall. The other walls were 100 amos tall. But this one, so you had to look through. You had to, at the end where you had to look over the first, but through the other ones. You can't look over the other ones. The other ones are way taller.
So how high was the wall?
That wall was low enough that you can look over it. A few amos. Oh, I mean, there's a cheshbon. There's a cheshbon that had to be less than 5. Because the next wall, because till you get to the next.
Haram Mishkol was much higher than Haram.
Yeah, but it doesn't help you to stand higher. You asked me yesterday, maybe stand all the way much higher.
No, because you didn't have the angle going in.
You don't have the angle looking in. Here, let me show you this picture, what the cheshbon of the wall was.
So they found a spot on Haram Mishkol, that would be exactly.
Yeah, they found a spot. They work, there's a place that they know where it is. But let me show you. Look, if this would be, the reason why it can't be too high is because you have to still look through the Pesach of the second one by the Chel, before the Ezes Noshim. Because this wall goes very high. So you're not going to help you to look over it, because this is going to be blocking, right? These were very tall. So you had to look from the first Pesach, over it, but then again under. Over by the first, but under by the rest. So the only way to be under is, this one is 6 amos taller. So it can't be more than 5, or 5.5. The wall itself can't be more than 5.5 in order to look over it, to be able to look under the next one. So that's the cheshbon of the wall.
So you looked at the bottom.
You looked at the bottom over the first, under the second.
And to the bottom amma of the.
And the bottom amma of the ulam, correct? The bottom amma of the ulam.
So the mef was there, it's like, who cares? Mine is, it's just, if it was 2, 3 tall, 4 tall, it's going to block you.
The mizbeach was 3 taller, so it's blocking you. That's what it was. The Matthias were 3. You want to make it smaller, that's what it was. Mizbeach and the Mishkan was smaller. So Moshe, but this Mizbeach was 9 tefachim tall. So the Matthias said.
9
amas tall, I mean. So the 9 amas, it blocked 3 amas.
It blocked everything, yeah.
Because of the additional 3 amas, your achaz was 19 and a half, but the 3 amas that are blocking, it's not 9 because 6 is part of the elevation you had anyways. At the end, you had 6 elevations, the mizbeach is over here, but 9 of it is blocking. So 9 versus the 6 is 3 more. Zog di gemor, homani rabbi yudu, detani rabbi yudu, oim amiz bech, mamutza, oim bem ta, zogu, shloishim, shtayim, amiz hoylo. The mizbeach itself was 32, oh, here's a picture of mamutza. The mizbeach itself was 32 amas in width. 32 amas. Zog the Gemara, daf tezayin on beis, eser amos connected pisach shel hegel. Now, the Pesach of the Hegel, as you see in this picture, is 10 amos. 10 amos is the Pesach Hegel. Now the Heichel itself is 20 amas. The walls of the Heichel are 6 amas. The thickness of the walls, very thick, 6 amas. So if you're going to count 32 amas of the Mizbeach, this is Mizbeach, 32 amas, smack in the middle, it covers the exact cheshbon with the walls. 10 plus 6 on each side. The Pesach Heichel is 10, I'm sorry. The Heichel itself is 20, plus the thickness of the walls is 6 and 6. So 20 plus 6 and 6 is 32. So the Pesach Heichel is exactly covered by the center of the Mizbeach. Because 10 of it is center, and then 11 on each side. 11 and 11 is 22, and then 10 in the middle. The Mizbeach, 11 on one side, 11 on the other side, correspond exactly to the thickness of the end of the wall of 6, because the Heichel is 20, plus 6 walls is 32. So the 32 mamas go smack directly across. So 10 amas of the Mizbeach is mamas connect the Pesach Heichel. Yud alef ama letzofim yud amas ledorim. 11 amas of the Mizbeach is letzofim, 11 to the dorim, after the Pesach. Zog di gemorah, that's 22. Yud alef amas letzofim yud amas ledorim. Nimitz Mizbeach mechuvah connected Heichel v'koysolov. So Mele, you can say that the Mishnah Midas is according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, Tzeich Blozer Ben Yankov. Rabbi Yehuda that says that the Koysel of the Mizrach Har Bayis was lower is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach was blocking, so you had to look over the first Koysel because the Mizbeach was there. So Mele, you look to be able to get in there, to be able to look above the Mizbeach. No, we'll see soon. 32 Amos is talking about in both directions. Here, the Mizbeach was a perfect square without the ramp. Here, Mizbeach was 32 by 32, and with the ramp, it was another 32. We're going to make a cheshma soon. It's going to be, even though it's 32 and 32, it should be 64 in the width, it's going to be 62, because two of the Amos of the Kevesh overlaps the Yisoid and the armor in the middle. So, Mel, it's 30 plus 32 in width. We'll see. That's going to be my question right now. Zog di gemoga. Yud alef amel letzom yud alef ledorem. Nimtze mizbeach mechum mekneged hechel v'koy solov. Now, zog di gemoga. V'yisal kedaitach doesn't mean yisal kedaitach havamina. Yisal kedaitach, the gemoga is being matcha this teretz. We just finished saying the tzatach blozer ben yankov midas. I'll tell you, midas cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. Because we know Rabbi Yehuda. Clearly, in the Mishnais, the midas do not coincide with Rabbi Yehuda that was in the middle. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying it's in the middle. So, but we know it's not in the middle. Now, could be it was Vaita blocked. It was Taka blocked. But it's not Rabbi Yehuda that says it was in the middle. Zog the Mavi Yisak Adaitach Zog Rashi. Pirche Yisak Adaitach over here is a Pirche. Midas Rabbi Yehudi. It can't be the Midas Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is Matcha. Why? Because Mizbeach Be'emtze Azorah Mi Mishkachas Lo. The Mizbeach was not in the middle of the Azorah. It just wasn't. According to the Mishnais and Midas, it wasn't in the middle. The reason why it's called Azorah is the Tos Yom Tov says is because it was an Ezra, it was a savior, it was a help for Klal Yisrael. Yishlach Ezra Chomi Kodesh. So Mele, the Azorah was an Ezra Yisrael, it was an Azorah, it was an Ezra Chomi Kodesh. So Dr. Gemara, Mizbeach, Be'emtza Azorah, Mimishkachzlo, Vatanan. As I state in Mishnah, Midas, Perak, hey, Kol Azorah, Hoysa, Oirech, not a Gemara, make a cheshbon in the Azorah itself. What was the length of the Azorah? Dr. Gemara as follows. Kol Azorah, Hoysa, Oirech Meir Ushmoinim V'Sheva, 187. The whole Azorah, starting from Ezes Yisrael, all the way to the end, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was 187 Amos. 187 going this way, from Mizrach to Meirav. So Kol Azorah Hoyso, Meir Ushmoinim V'Sheva, Al Roichav Meir V'Shloishim V'Chomish. And the width was 135. That we know because we said already yesterday that the Ezes Noshim was 135 by 135. So this Ezes Noshim, this is obviously, it continues from the what's it called? After the Ezra's Noshim, Ezra's Noshim was over here, not part of this picture. The 187 doesn't include Ezra's Noshim. The Ezra's Noshim, we said, was 135 or 135. And then it continues, the width didn't change. So the width of the whole area from Dolom to Mitzofen was 135. From Ezra's Yisrael, after Shanikner, till behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 187. Oh, so now we're going to make the cheshbon where the Mizbeach was. Zog di gemara, kol azorah hoysa oich mea v'shmoinim v'sheva al roicha mea v'shloishim v'chomish. Min ha-mizroch le-mairov mea v'shmoinim v'sheva. From mizroch to mairov, from Shah Niknor all the way to the behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 187. Mokom dris is rak l'Yisrael yud alef amah. Right after Shah Niknor, Ezes Yisrael was 11 amas. Everything was b'nes oimid because Even the Levium were standing on one Amma. Everything was B'nes Oimdim. So 11 Ammas was Ezes Yisrael. Zogt die Gemara, Mokum Drisaz Ragle Kahanim Yud Aleph Amma. After Ezes Yisrael, here there's a little ramp for the Levium that we said, the one Amma or two and a half. But the point is, after that came Ezes Kahanim, before the Mizbeach. Before the Mizbeach, Ezes Kahanim is another 11. That's already 22. Mizbeach shloishim mishtayim. The Mizbeach, we said, was 32. 32 by 32 is the Esa Mizbeach without the Kevesh, going in the direction of Mizrach Ma'ariv. So 32 Am is the Mizbeach itself. That 32 plus 11 and 11. Zog Gemara, Beno Ulam le Mizbeach. After the Mizbeach, till you get to the Ulam, is, including the stairs, going up to Ulam, we said it's 12 stairs, 6 Amas, is 22 Amas. Famous Ben Ulam Mizbeach is Chob Beis Amas. In Shas, we find this many times. Ben Ulam Mizbeach is Chob Beis Amas. So that's another 22. Zog Di Gemara, Vahechol. Now the Hechol means all-inclusive. The Ulam going wider, Tzof and Dorim. And the Hechol becoming narrower. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim called the Dvir, all the way from the Ulam, the beginning, till the end of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Dvir, is 100 Amas. Zog Di Gemara. Ben Ulam is Be'ach HaZmishtayim, Ve'hechol Kuf Amma, Ve'yud Aleph Amma, Achore Be'ez HaKapurus. And behind the Kapurus was a room over here, another 11 Amas. If you add all these numbers together, 11 as 11 as Kanim, 32, 22 Ben Ulam is Be'ach, Ulam, 100, and then another 11 behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zog Di Gemara, behind the Dvir was 11. It comes out to 187 Amas. Now, it happens to be Achere Beis HaKapeiris. The Rashi in Temurah says that it's called Mokum Drisa Zeragle Yisrael. Very interesting that Yisrael allowed to go over here. Even though you might think it's the most Ma'ariv possible. You're behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And yet Yisrael allowed to go over here. Now, you're not allowed to go over here, but they're allowed to be over here in the back. The Etzman can come in, they'll be in the back from the other side. There's a Sha'akot in the back. They're allowed to be there. So behind that, it's called the Yud Aleph Amma is even for Yisrael is allowed to be here. It's like a Chiddush, that it's behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yisrael can be. I mean, now we're going, so we did the length from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. Zog Demor, Mina Dorim Letzofoin, Meir V'Shloishim Mechomesh. Now the width from Dorim to Tzofoin, we said, is 135 Amas. And here we're going to make the Cheshbon, what a Mizbeach. In Kohen Mishnah Midas, was not in the middle. Min Adom Letzofen Meir V'Shloishim Lechomesh. It was 135 Amas. HaKevesh V'HaMizbeach. Oh, the Kevesh and Mizbeach. We're starting with the Kevesh and Mizbeach. Kevesh and Mizbeach was how much? Shishim V'Shtayim. It was 62. Now, even though the Kevesh, like we said itself, was 632, so 32 plus 32 should really be 64. Like you pointed out, it covers the Amma and the Yisoid and Mizbeach, so it overlaps two of the Amas. So Mela, it's Taka going to be 32 of the Mizbeach with and 30 of the Kevesh with. So it's 62. So again, Zog Di Gemara, Kevesh or Mizbeach, Shishim V'Shtayim. Min HaMizbeach V'le Tabois. The Mizbeach, there were Tabois over here, and in these Tabois, it was the place where they did the Maisa Shechita of the Behema. They tied the Behema in there. So Min HaMizbeach U'le Tabois, Ches Amas. There was 8 Amas. Those were constraining, you know, restrained the animal there, restraining rings. Min HaMizbeach L'Tabois Ches Amas. Mokam HaTabois, the Tabois itself, they ran like this, over here towards the Tzofen, because after all, Shechit is B'Tzofen, this is called B'Tzofen. Shechit is B'Tzofen HaMizbeach HaTzvoinis, by the Tabois, Min HaMizbeach L'Tabois Ches Amas. Mokam HaTabois itself is Eskim V'Arba, 24 Amas. Min HaTabois L'Shulchonois. Now, the Tabois to the Shulchonois, there were Shulchanos afterwards. Shulchanos, on the Shulchanos, they what's it called? They were Mediach, the Kirbayim, the innards. So, Min HaTabois, the Shulchanos, was Arba. It was 4 Amas, till you get there. Min HaShulchanos, the Nanosim is where they hung the animals and they skinned it. So, Min HaShulchanos, the Nanosim, was Arba. 4 Amas from the Shulchan to the Nanas. Those poles, they were short poles. Rashi says they were Nemuchim, Amudim Nemuchim, like a nanas. Nanas means a midget. Compared to the Amudim of the Azorah, they were taka very small. Nanosim. So that's Arba, Min HaShulchanos Nosim is Arba. Min HaNanosim, Lekoisel Azora Shmoina Amos. From the Nanosim to Lekoisel Azora was 8 Amos. And Chaim Kadyevsky in his Pirush explains that you wanted to make sure that there shouldn't be spritzing of blood on the Koisel. So it was 8. Some of them had 4 in between, and some had 8. So he says the reason why there was 8 and 4 is because the cheshbonis of the animals were over here by the Tabois. So you didn't want Hatolas Glolim too close to the Mizbeach. So you made it more. You made it 8. And there is 8 over here at the end from the Nanosim to the Koisel because you don't want Hatoza of Shmutz going of the blood or whatever while you were being mafshid the ar, it shouldn't go on the Koisel. So he says the cheshbonis is why we hit it with 4 and 4 and they hit it with 8 and 8. Al Kaponim, all these cheshbonis together in the width, we still didn't count this area on the other side of the Kevesh, by the Durham side. Zakti Gomorrah, Min Anosim Koisel Azor Ches Amos, Vamoiser, and the leftover, Ben Akevesh Ula Koisel, Umokam Anosim, and the rest is Ben Akevesh Le Koisel. It happens to be Ben Akevesh Le Koisel is 12 and a half, and the Nanos, the Shulchanois with the Nanosim itself, and the space in between is 16 and a half Amos. That's the cheshbon that comes out in the Rishonim Salkaponim. All together, it's 135 Amos exactly. Now, we said that the Kevesh doesn't start. The Kevesh in the Mizbeach, we said, is 64. It's 62, I'm sorry. 32 for the Mizbeach width and 30. And we said the space in between 12 and a half till you get to the Kevesh. So if you count 12 and a half plus 62 is 72, 74.5. The Mizbeach ends 74.5. Now, what's half of 135? You want to know exactly the opening of the Heichal. Half point is what? Is 67.5. 135 divided by 2 is 67.5. The Mizbeach goes all the way till where? Till we said, till 74.5. 74.5 covers the Pesach. Because the Pesach is less than 74. Because 67.5 is the midpoint. So it's another 5 to the other direction. So it's 72, but this is 74. So for sure covers the Pesach. You have to still look over. But it's not Rabbi Yehuda. We're going now, Shtam Mishnah Midas is not Rabbi Yehuda. It's 12.5 in the corner that's open before the Kevesh starts. Zogdi Gemara, V'amoysim in HaKevesh L'Koysel, Mokam HaNosim, V'yisak Adayit Chemidas Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, so Zogdi Gemara, Mizbeach V'emtza Azorah Mimish Kachaslei, the Kong Tim is not Emtza Azorah. If you make this Cheshbonis of 135, it's clearly not in the middle. Haruba, what? Correct, but it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Ain't a chanami. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why we spar is not Rabbi Loza ben Yankov is because we said Rabbi Yehuda. Once you're dropping Rabbi Yehuda, so Lord, it's not Rabbi Loza ben Yankov. We never kasha why it's not Rabbi Loza ben Yankov. We just said that's going to be Gemara's cheshbon now. Zog demora v'yisak da'at chmidis Rabbi Yehudi mizbeach be'emtza azorim mishkachas lei harubed the mizbeach bedorim roivin it is in Dorim. We made a whole cheshbon roivin the mizbeach is in Dorim. Only a little part of it is going past the midpoint of 67.5. But Rav is in Durham. It's not Be'emtza. Zog the Gemara. Mizbeach Be'emtza is Omim Shkachzle. Horubin Mizbeach Be'Durham Koi. Elo Lav. The Gemara Taka Fir Zoyz. Shma Mino Rebbe Loza Ben Yankovi. Shma Mino. It's Taka back to Loza Ben Yankov Midas. And it stems very good with Rebbe Loza later on in the third paragraph. She says, he holds Kulam Mizbeach Be'Durham. Kulam Mizbeach Be'Durham means it's Taka not covered with the Mizbeach. Kulam Mizbeach Be'Durham. There was no 12.5 till the Kevesh started. So according to him, you have a very nice area that's open, exposed by the Heichel. Because the Ulam, I mean. Because if there's no 12 and a half over here, the Kevesh, everything slides over. So the 62 start all the way from the Dorim wall. So then you have much more. The midpoint is 67.5. So you have more than half of the Pesach of the Heichel is exposed, is open. So it's Taker Reb Loza Ben Yankov, but it's not Reb Yehuda, because Stam Midas is not Reb Yehuda, because it's not clearly not Be'emtza. Now, the Mefarshim and Midas going to make a very nice cheshbon when it comes to these Shulchanos and the Tabois. The cheshbon is that if you think about it, Be'etzim, there's a Maisa Shechita that takes place first, and then there's a Maisa of Zrikas Adam, but then there's also, after the Shechita, there's the Hafshot of the Or, and then there's the Shulchanos of the Hadocha. So if you really want to set it up chronological, so to speak, the way you're walking, it should have been that from the Tzofen, from this side, if you want to walk towards the Mizbeach, it should have been Shechita over here, not the Nanosim over here where you skin, Shechita first, the Taboy should be over here really, and then Nanosim after Shkita you do Afshata Sa'or, going towards the Dorim. And then it should have been Shulchonos, we do the Hadoch of the Kirbayim. So why is it that Taboy is over here? And then Shulchonos over here, we do the Kirbayim. And then Nanosim, maybe skin. It's pushed out of order. What's this whole Cheshbon? So they say very nice, very geschmack. Because since noch the Maisa Shkita, you have to have the Maisa Zrika in the Kli, you don't want that the Nikash Adam. You want the Shkita to take place close to the Mizbeach. So the Shkita had to be over here in order to go right away with the Kli and walk as quick as possible towards the Mizbeach for the Kish Sadam. So Mela, that's the Cheshbon. Why, what's it called? Why the Taboyis were next to the Mizbeach? So there won't be any Kish Sadam. And that's why it's taka out of order. I mean, look at it. Why are Taboyis over here? The Shkita, the Taboyis, and if you're walking towards the Mizbeach, it should be Taboyis first. All the way by the Tzofen, where you do the Maaseh Shechita. Then it should have been the Nanosim, where you do the Hafshata Sa'or, you skin it. And then it should have been the Shulchanos, where you Mediach the Kibayim. And then you come towards the Mizbeach. That's to say that Dvarim. And then you go to the Mizbeach. Teretz is because of the Kriyas Adam. Meaning, b'shas the Kabbalah, the dam should not congeal. So mainly you make the Taboyis right next to the Mizbeach, even though in Seder it should have been from the other direction. Now after the Zvika, then you take do the Hafshota and the Hadochas Kibayim. Now the Etzim Taboyis that were on the ground, the Gemara in Soita Daf Mem Zayin says it was one of the takonas of Yochanan Kohen Gadol that in order that there shouldn't be stam be koifer the behema and hold it down and cause it to possibly become a balmum, so Mela they made these Taboyis, these restraining rings, so Mela will prevent any mumin. So he was Mesakin Taboyis. Now the question is, how are you being moisif on the Mikdosh? The Pasuk says, Hakol Beksav, Olai Haskel. So you can't just be moisif. So the Teretz is, the Mefarshim explain, that this wasn't a hoisof in the binyan. It was in the karka. Hoisof in the binyan, Hakol Beksav, means in the ksolim. Mashengen on the floor itself, that's not considered a hoisof in the binyan. Alright, we'll stop over here at the top of your Zayin. The Aleph with the Gemara Taka comes back and says, Shmamino Abloza Ben Yankevi. That means that La'olam the Mishnah in Stam Mishnah in Midas is Abloza Ben Yankev. And the reason why the first Kaisa was lower is only because he says there's an extra Amma because of the Levium. So Mela was above the 20 threshold. And it's not Reb Yehuda that says because of the Mizbeach in the middle, because it wasn't in the middle. Now, even if it's not Reb Yehuda and it's Rubel Adorim, Be'etzim, it still would have been covered. But it's not Reb Yehuda that it was exactly in the middle covered. Now, in Reb Loza Ben Yankov, it could have been Kulul Adorim and not covered. The opening could have been exposed. But that's not Shver how the Mishnah and Midas can go with Reb Loza Ben Yankov, even if Kongtim was open. Because the Mishnah and Midas don't say exactly where the Kevesh started. It's not exactly clear which part was the extra. It could have been a few Amos, could have been partially open, partially closed. That's going to be the Hemshchad Gemara. Even if Mizbeach was Kulei Bedorim, it could have been partially open. But the reason why the first Koisel Mizrach by the Harabais had to be lower to be able to look over it, and then you look through all the other Psochim, and the Mizbeach Taka doesn't hinder. But the reason is only because of the Cheshbon being above 20 threshold, because of the stand that they had by the Leviim. And that's the reason why it's Taka Stamisha's Midas is a Beloz Ben Yankov. But not because of Reb Yehuda that says because of Mizbeach Be'emtza. All right, we'll stop over here. The top of Daf Yud Zayin Omed Aleph.